Dr. Frederick Nita is an OBGYN affiliated with Hilo Medical Center and Hale Ho'olaha Makua. He's known locally as Hilo's welfare doctor, and many community members have testified to his care, especially former drug users. We've been hearing a lot about opioid and prescription drug use in the national news. We're looking now for a local take. So welcome, Dr. Nita.
One more extra day because your pressure's...
Hello, Dr. Nita. Hello? He's giving a prescription.
Yeah.
And we've got him on the phone.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem, Dr. Nita. I know. You're busy out there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking a moment with us here at Public Radio this morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We checked in with you about a year ago on another issue. On drugs, it was. What drugs are you seeing in common use these days?
Well, in that 1 year, what I've noticed is the narcotic use has gone down, the heroin has gone up, and now the methamphetamine is actually the number one drug on the Big Island right now. That actually changed just recently, where it's obvious when we drug test people, methamphetamine is basically what everybody is switching to.
How big a population are you talking about, and why would this be happening?
Well, I've actually thought about it myself. How many addicted people we have in Hilo alone, and my guesstimate was somewhere about 10,000 in Hilo. Meaning, for my pregnant patients, I would say approximately half of them are on drugs. So you multiply that out where, based on the age, although age is not a factor anymore because we're seeing people like they're 70 years old and they're smoking meth. So in the young population, in females, it's probably a little bit less than 50%. In males, in that age group, 18 to maybe 30, I would say it's more than 50%.
And would this drug use be, marijuana or...
No, it's everything. Marijuana is probably number one as far as, the tox screens coming back positive. But a lot of the marijuana may come back positive, but they usually almost most of the time have other things in their system besides marijuana.
And what effects is this having on your clients?
It's a disaster. I mean, I've been talking about this for, 7, 8 years. But only recently the national news and the local news have picked it up. But I've been talking to whoever you could think of, whether it be law enforcement, to the the Senate, the House members, to the county, to the police department. But there's no controlling this. It's too far gone already.
How bad is the opioid use?
Opioids. Because the DEA, I think, has been coming to the Big Island, a lot of the physicians that were prescribing the opiates have cut it down a lot. That's one. The second thing is, I'll give you an example. One of the physicians got banned from CVS, so he started doing it on mail order. But then he got banned from mail order CVS, so... the pharmacies actually are doing something now to try to stop it, basically. So between the DEA and the pharmacy and the drug monitoring now, the narcotic prescriptions have gone down.
Uh-huh.
But the problem with that, like it happened on the mainland, the same thing, is that now people are switching. So they switch to heroin. So that first was black tar heroin, but now it's pure heroin coming in. So we have a lot of patients on heroin now.
Uh-huh.
Not only heroin, hepatitis C and HIV now, which I never saw before.
Yeah, that was the recent story on the national scene, was that cases of hepatitis are on the rise in that
Correct.
Younger demographic, about 18 to 34.
Correct.
And
that's
that is because of
here.
And that's because of shared needles?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never seen heroin here before, but now they initially introduced the black tar heroin that they're smoking, but now it's pure heroin, so they're shooting that up. And, so hepatitis, HIV, I'm starting to see patients with hep C and HIV, and a lot of them are pregnant also, so that creates a problem because they're pregnant.
Well, that's how you got into the drug problem, kind of, right? Was through discovering how many of your pregnancy clients.
No, the truth is this. Mm. The reason I got in fighting the drugs here, probably back in 2008, 2009, my son actually was a good baseball player. He played with Colton Wong, so they grew up together. And he was supposed to get drafted, but instead he started taking pills. He got addicted, and that was it for him. So I fought him for I don't know how many years. And I also had a lot of his friends who were addicted. I took them in, and they lived with me.
Oh.
So I used to ask them what's going on. And the truth is that they told me straight. They all told me the same thing, that, Doc, everybody you can think of, everybody you know is doing what we're doing. Everybody does it, okay? So there's none of our friends. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people I've met, my son's friends. We're all doing that. Everybody's doing it.
Oh.
There is nobody that's not doing it, and that's true. And the reason I know that's true is because when my son tried to stop, I actually had people coming over, the kids, and I told them straight, if you're using drugs, you're not allowed in our house. So actually only one boy came to my office, and I tested him. He was clean. So I said, you're allowed to come to our house. And he says the same thing, that, Doc, I have no friends already. I can't go anywhere. Everybody's doing the same thing. So if I need to stay away from it, I'm by myself. So in other words, that population, this is all connected. The homeless problem, the drug problem, and the crimes, I know everybody is not saying it out loud, but the truth is they're all connected to the same thing. And unless we address the drug problem, the homeless problem is not going to go away. Unless we address the drug problem, the thefts and, you know, shootings and everything we got in on a big island, they're not going to go away because it's all the same problem.
Well, how do you see addressing the drug problem?
Well, there's a way to address it, but I've actually talked to the Department of Health, but I told them the ideas that I have, and they said, oh, that's the best ideas you ever heard. But
like?
I cannot. There's ways. If you have a will, there's a way to stop it. You could stop all the drugs within a year. But I'm not going to talk on the radio about what to do. They need to figure it out themselves.
We're speaking with Dr. Fred Nitta, OBGYN in Hilo. He's with Hilo Medical Center. You've had some legal run-ins over alleged overcharging with state and federal governments, never with your clients. The latest requires reimbursements to the state over $200,000. You prevailed in the million-dollar federal case. There have been issues. It was a wrong billing code, supposedly murky rules. Your clients turned out in force to support you.
Let me explain what that was about. Number one, that code that they alleged that was wrong was used by all the physicians in the whole state. We also called the insurance companies and DHS, and they confirmed that that was the right code when we were using it. After about 4 years, they decided that it was the wrong code, and then they came after me, basically. But there's hundreds of other doctors that they didn't say anything to.
I know. And that has been a lot of what we've learned through your court documents. So we know you've been through a lot behind this, and I guess we're kind of wondering, what challenges doctors who do what you do and work with the clients you work with, what challenges are there out there?
Well, number one, you're going to get threatened. Okay, you're going to get threatened from the dealers. You can get threatened from the police. The state probably is going to attack you if you're doing stuff. DHS is going to attack you, and you have a target on your back. And you may not survive it. That's the reality. But I accepted that. So what? I mean, that's the reality. I mean, I cannot speak too many things about what happened on the radio, but put it this way. Police threatened me. The drug dealers threatened me. The state attacked me. DHS attacked me. We actually found out why. We actually know why, what's going on.
Oh, well, we can't go into that right now, Dr. Nitta. I wish that we could, but you've already done, you've shared so much with us today about the prevalence of drugs in the community, and we know that you are working intimately with people who are those less advantaged in the community. We wish your work well.
Well, if one message anybody listening, what I would give is that, you know, the only way to stop what's happening now is every single person that calls Hawaii home take it on themselves to actually stop being afraid, stop being ashamed, and say and do something about it, because there is no other way to stop it already. It's too big.
Thank you, Dr. Fred Nitta. He received his medical degree from University of Hawaii John A. Burns School of Medicine and has been in practice there in Hilo for more than 20 years.